The end of the school year is often a hectic time, with playoff games, final performances, and celebrations springing up constantly. Ben Havas, my friend and fellow MMU student, decided to accompany me to interview graduating seniors to capture the energy of the season, as well as to create a recording of this moment in time for them to look back on. And without further ado, here is the class of 2025.
All right, hello, can you tell us your name, please?
My name is River Wheeler. Brady Gauss.
Nico, sort of.
Liza.
My name is Onyx Hughes.
I'm Michael, I'm from Jericho.
Our first question for the seniors was, what do you think you're going to miss the most about high school? Here are some of those responses.
Probably the community and all my friends.
Probably just the people here, you know.
Probably the people I'll be around.
All of the friends that I have come to make in the amount of time that I've been in school with them.
The communities, definitely, especially in the theater department. I got a lot of friends there, and it's been a great time.
Probably just Vermont weather.
The overarching theme was definitely that they were going to miss the people and teachers around them, which really speaks to the strength of the MMU community. Our next question was a little bit deeper. What do you think the world will look like in 10 years? Some students, like Ethan Mateer, were not optimistic.
It's gonna suck, probably.
Okay.
However, students like Maeve Harnett took a less pessimistic stance.
Hopefully we'll still be here.
Some students had a lot of hope for the future. Here's Ariana Stewart, Nefeli Bitu, and Nicholas Shanks with their takes.
I hope it'll be a lot better than it is now, but we'll see.
That's a good question. As of right now, I think it's kind of hard to tell because stuff isn't going great in a lot of places, but other places are going really well. I think we can turn it around as from what's happening right now and make it a really good place and have, a nice place to live.
In 10 years, I think we'll be doing all right, honestly. I think we'll kind of stay how we are right now, honestly.
Awesome. Optimistic.
Some students had more creative visions of the future. Here's Isabella Burnell and River Wheeler with their ideas.
Well, robots possibly.
I think I'm going to be king of the entire world, and everyone is going to have to listen to what I say.
Our final question for the graduates was to ask them to leave a message for either their past or future self. Here are the messages they delivered.
I would ask my future self if I ever made it as a nurse, and if I did, if it was worth it and successful.
The world's coming to an end, so live your life well.
I would have told my past self to lock in.
Get money.
You got money?
To my future self, you better be successful. Just kidding. Success comes with the journey, not with the result.
Be unapologetically yourself. Don't care what others say whatsoever. It'll all be fine, and the Onyx method never fails.
I would say to a future self that you got this. Don't worry about anything. Whatever comes your way is supposed to happen for some reason or another, and you'll be able to figure everything out.
It's going to be okay.
High school graduation is a major milestone in many people's lives. It signifies not just the end of high school, but also the start of adulthood and true independence. This makes it an important time to reflect on who you are, where you've been, and where you're going. But reflection should be a lifelong practice. Take a moment to think about how far you've come since high school, and congratulate yourself on the hard work it's taken to get there. We here at the station would like to congratulate the class of 25. We know that you'll go great places. For WRUJ, I'm Verity Thompson.